7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh no, oh no, 9:05 or 9:45 or whatever that clock said is not the correct time. I can guarantee you that that clock, when you hear it, is going to be wrong. Yes, there are some rare occasions when it's not, but we're not going to get into that right now because the actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I know you're excited, because I'm excited. It's 19:30 again. Yeah. All right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I just walked out of my house 60 seconds ago. And I'm walking down the street, because it's a beautiful day. Look at this. It's sunny. It's clear. There's a few wispy clouds to the east. There's just a slight breeze. And it's about 22 degrees. 22 degrees Celsius, or approximately 70 degrees in Fahrenheit, if you like Fahrenheit. I kind of do, I kind of don't. Oh, so what are we doing? We're out walking around enjoying this unbelievable weather on what appears to be a holiday in the United States. Yes, it's the most American holiday of them all. Mega Gluttony Day. Of course, I won't be participating. I tend to not participate in American holidays. The only one I really like is Independence Day, because I like fireworks, and fireworks are fun, and I like them. All right, okay, yeah. So, regardless of my admiration and love for fireworks, what you need to know is that I'm now approaching the golf course. Yeah. I am 100 meters from the first tee. Yeah, and there's a guy standing there. And he's a lefty. Slice it, bro. Because if that guy slices it, it's going straight into the creek. Because that's what we're doing today. We're going to walk down to the creek and just check for some golf balls. I kind of doubt we'll find any. But I just wanted to go outside. Oh, there's cars in the parking lot. There's almost 10 cars. Okay, awesome. Now, this guy who just teed off, where the hell are the rest of his clubs? This guy is just carrying a single club. Is he going to play this entire course with what appears to be a 7-iron? Might be a 6-iron. The guy's 50 meters away. And I'm now walking parallel to the golf course. So I'm going to cross the street here. Get on the dog promenade. Yeah, this guy has no other clubs. All right, this guy is my new favorite guy of all time. Yeah. Okay, he's got his golf gloves on, his golf hat. He's an older gentleman, older than me, probably by a generation. He's all gray, he's a little stooped over, and he's got one golf club. Oh my God, this guy is a legend. He's gonna play this entire course with one club. Yes. That's pretty cool. I admire that a lot. That humors me. All right, so let's walk along the creek here. I can see over to the golf course through the creek. Yeah, we're going to be down in the creek right about when that guy gets to the next good spot for driving balls into the creek. But if he's good enough to be playing this course with one club, there's a ball down there. I can see one in the creek. It's white. So we don't need to go crazy about it. Don't need to go nuts, Tobe. Okay, keep going. We're going to get down here. I'm about another 100 yards away. Not that. I'm about 60 yards away, 60 meters away from where we need to go. And I'd like to take this time before we get down into the creek to let you in on some news. And the news is this. I may have won the war against the sink. I may have won the great sink battle of 2020. The battle of the sink in my kitchen is possibly over. Yesterday, the emeritus came over and we did all kinds of troubleshooting and diagnostics. And then we went to the hardware store and got a longer snake. And we took plumbing things apart and we put snake in it and ran tools and did stuff. And we got the water flowing again. And so then after we got it flowing and the emeritus was leaving, I poured the rest of the lye down the drain. And I didn't use it at all. Didn't use the sink at all day yesterday after the fact, about 20 hours ago. And so I'll be testing that when I get back home. All right, we're approaching the creek. We're approaching the go down, where we go down into the creek. I've got some other news too. I have been working on a little side project. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But yeah, while we were at the hardware store, I picked up a couple bucks worth of parts. I just needed some nuts and some bolts and a couple of little screws and a little mending plate. All right, so down the embankment we go. A very treacherous and slippery slope. It's covered with many layers of leaves. And so it's getting tricky until I can come down here and grab this hickory tree and then we're good. Okay, hey, I can see my guy. Is he getting on the... I think he's getting on the tee here. I'm gonna stand right here. We're gonna listen carefully. Is he gonna knock the ball in here? I don't know. We're gonna walk right up to the edge of the creek where I like to find all the balls. And as I look down in here, ooh, I can see lots of very fresh marmot tracks right below me in the soft mud here. See this Mati? He was walking up the muddy side. He went through the water and he came through the mud. Good tracks. And these tracks are pretty fresh, obviously, this morning, but man, and this guy's kind of big. This Mati who just came through here, damn, the guy just hit the ball and I think it made it onto the green. I could hear it. Yeah, this is a big Mati. I wish I could find this marmot. Man, he's big. Okay. And actually, you know, if I had some way to measure it, I would measure that track right there. And from that track, we could estimate both the size and the mass of this marmot. But we're not going to do that because this is not marmot day. Yeah. This is almost falling into the creek day. Okay, I'm down into the creek bed. We're going to come down here just to check all the angles. Make sure I'm not actually missing any golf balls. I would sure hate to miss them. Well, I don't see much. Hopefully a lot of people will play today. Hopefully a lot of people will play golf today because it's such a beautiful day. Hopefully they will lose their colored golf balls. And then hopefully we can find them tomorrow. Or the next day, as long as the weather stays nice. Alright, walking up the creek bed. That golf ball that we've been seeing for the last couple days, it's kind of high up on the opposite bank where we can't get it, tucked into some tree roots. It's still there. It's still there. Taunting me. Possibly taunting other golf ball retrievers. Unknown. You'd think if there was other people looking for golf balls, they would have gone for that one. Yeah. The creek's getting a little messed up here. I just heard another hit. I heard a golf ball being hit, but... Hey, is that a golf ball in the water over there? Yeah, it is. There's a golf ball in the water. But it's 2 meters away. I can't get over there. It's white. I'm not going to worry about it. It's hiding under some leaves under the water. All right, there's been so many people down here. There's little footprints down here. Somebody's been messing up this sandbar, so now we almost don't have a place to walk as we cross over the picnic table dam. I'm just double checking around here. Cause balls like to fall down right around here. Gonna pick them up and put them in my pocket. And no. Just not seeing any. Not seeing any, but there's some more tracks here. Here's some more marmot tracks of a smaller marmot. Wandering around over here. Okay, now we gotta do the thing where we walk through the water. Okay, how did we do this last time? I think it was from here, right? Yep, stepped in the water a little bit. Mati tracks over here. I'm taking the same path the marmots took. Oh, and now I can feel a little bit of water on my feet where water seeped through my shoes. So now I have slightly damp feet. That's fun. I like it. Reminds me of being in the creek. Oh, yeah. All right, let's move up here a little bit further. And as best as I can estimate, this is about as far as golf balls will go. I'm not saying that some can't be found further upstream, but this seems to be about the natural limit. And as I look around, not seeing any. So I'm climbing back up onto the bank. Squirrely running through the leaves over there. I'm looking upstream for anything. Don't see anything. All right, that's cool. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, 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 oy. Okay, we're back up onto the... Oh, we got squirrel business up here. Hey, let's go up here and check out what these squirrels are doing, because this looks pretty fun. Somebody's chasing a dude up a tree. And what's that dude doing? Oh, they're running around. Oh, it's a super game of squirrel tag. We got one guy running down here. We got one guy running up there. This is great. It's just a three-dimensional maze of tree limbs. They're running around and chasing each other, and it's irritating this squirrel that's over here behind me in this tree, saying, "Hey, quit messing around, you two." Yeah, okay, so fun squirrel business day. That's cool. I'm hip. I'm getting kind of warm. All this walking around in the direct sun. starting to sweat a little bit, starting to feel it. Most interesting, most interesting. All right, so let's walk up. Let's walk back downstream. And, I can't really see up onto the golf course from here. I was going to say, let's see if there's any more people about to knock their golf balls into the creek at me. Because it is fun when we're standing down here and somebody does it. I find that to be very exciting. I love hearing the sound of the golf balls bouncing around in the trees, pinballing their way through this forested game table that is my little creek by my house. Awesome. Alright, I don't know. Let's get out of here. Let's get on up. Let's see what's going on up here at the dog promenade. Yeah. Climbing up the treacherous slope. It's so tricky. It's so dangerous. Okay, I'm up. I'm good. Will I have to come back here later tonight to look for golf balls? I might just do that. Maybe around 4:30. Yeah. 4:45. Right as golden hour starts, I'll come back down here and I'll check to see if anybody has lost their golf balls. They're beautifully colored golf balls, the golf balls that look like candy. Hey, I just noticed something. The Manchester United house got a new fence. The backyard is all fenced in now with like a 1.25 meter high dog-eared plank fence. Oh, that's lovely. How nice. All right, I'm back on the sidewalk, walking parallel to the creek. And I'm looking through all the trees, looking across onto the golf course. I don't see any other players. But then again, I can't really see the whole golf course or anything. Most importantly, I don't see anybody on the tee box of our favorite hole, the hole that generates so many golf balls for us. I don't see anybody on the green behind. I don't know. Don't know where everybody is. And don't say, oh, maybe they're in the clubhouse. Because they're not. This golf course doesn't have a clubhouse. It just has a little shack. It's a brick shack. It's like a Three Little Pigs house made of bricks. Hey, here's a butterfly. What's he doing? Strange time for butterflies. And I don't know what that little brick shack is all about. Presumably that's where you pay. Presumably there's some kind of employee sitting in this shack. I would describe it to you, but I cannot see it from my angle. I got trees blocking me. This golf course does have a maintenance shed as well, though. And I think there's a little garage for the big lawnmower. And trees are still in my way. How big is this little shack? I'm dying to know. Even though I drive by it every day. And welcome to the truck. Oh, I would say the shack is about the size of your average 50s hamburger stand / dairy treat. Has the same type of architecture, completely flat roof, all bricks, no windows on at least three sides. And all the cars are gone. Anyway, so that's my golf course. And it's fun for golf balls. But that's not what I'm thinking about now. As I mentioned earlier, I've been working on a little side project. And, well, I was going to say this all started 2 weeks ago, but it really started much, much further back in time. Back when I was a child. Back when I was a 16-year-old child, and I was walking through Rainbow Recording Studios' used gear room, where you could pick up some of their used gear. And I had $50 in my pocket. And my parents had recently purchased a 4-track cassette machine, and it didn't have any built-in reverb or anything. So I went to go see Nils at Rainbow. And I was walking around in the used gear room, and Nils comes up and says, "Hey man, blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, "Hey dad, blah, blah, blah. What are you looking for today?" or whatever. I'm like, "Well, I need something, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what I need exactly. I just need something to, effects-wise, to sort of bump up my recording game." And of course, Nils, being Nils, says, "How much money do you have?" And I said, $50. And he says, "Boy, I've got just the thing for you." And he takes me over to a Spring Reverb, a 2-rack unit, rack mount, Tascam Spring Reverb. I forget the exact model. And I thought, oh, a reverb. Duh. Because I didn't even have any reverb. Didn't even have any built-in reverb. But I didn't even specifically go to this place to get a reverb. It just happened that way. So I walked out of there with a Spring Reverb, and my career was launched. That reverb, oh boy, has it treated me well. And I have used it for tons and tons of stuff. Tons and tons of, you know, divergent things. Not just using it as a reverb, but using it as other kind of stuff, like its own musical instrument. So anyway, I'm very familiar with the ins and outs of Spring Reverb. And throughout my life, especially about 20 years ago, when I was copier repairman, I was collecting springs. Every once in a while, I would find a nice spring and think, you know, I bet that would make a weird reverb. I bet that would make something cool. And so I was collecting springs. Every time I would find a nice one, I would set it aside and keep my hands on it, in the hopes that someday I would make some kind of cool, dark, ambient reverb, some kind of cool effect, right? Well, last week, regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee might remember that we listened to my favorite synthesizer experimentalist do some wacky stuff with a spring. He essentially made an acoustically coupled spring reverb. It was kind of weird. And as I was watching it, I was thinking, dude, if you're going to go to all this effort, why don't you just add another piezo and make it a spring reverb? So anyway, what is this bizarre sound behind me? Uh-huh. It's a guy from the Parks Department pulling a salt spreader behind his little four-wheeler. Where is he possibly going? Why is he on my street? "It makes no sense," he says as he walks up to his house. So needless to say, you know, about 5 or 6 days ago, check my mailbox here. Junk mail. A few days ago, I was digging through a box of old electronics and junk, and I found one of these springs, and I thought, oh geez. Oh wait, we gotta close the garage door. And I gotta put the garage door opener back in the car here. Yay. I hope I don't clip the thing. There we go. All right, so back into my house. So, to make a long story short, I have started building my patented, well, it's not patented yet, but this is my new revolutionary, super awesome, dark ambient reverb. Wow, now I'm really hot. And here it is, sitting right here on the floor where my cat has just run up. Hi, Pippa. Say hi. Yes, you're a good baby. And it's sitting right here. Here's the spring. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. But this isn't quite finished yet. Basically, right now, I have all the mechanical components assembled. And I have it all kind of assembled here on this, or halfway assembled on this scrap of wood that used to be part of my futon frame. And it's broken and it cracked and it looks like crap, but nobody cares because this is going to be awesome. And yesterday, and last night, as I was kind of roughly getting these parts together, it occurred to me that I should put this together halfway, because then, you know, and when I say halfway, I mean, if I just put one transducer on it, now it's an output device. It's output only, you know, as opposed to being input only. Just plugging something into this wouldn't do any good, right? But if you were to plug this into something else so that this was the output device, you would get signal. This does generate signal. So I got this wacky, weird signal generator here, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to, I think I'm going to put in half of the transducers. I'll put in half the electronics, and I'll mess around with this for a little while. And then after that, after I have fun with that, I'll assemble the rest of the deal, and then we can use it as the mysterious dark reverb. Or whatever. So, yeah, well, we're kind of running out of time, so we'll have to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow, which is an interesting day. An interesting day. Because, well, yeah, you might be thinking, oh, it's Black Friday. Black Friday, the most important day of the year for the American economy. Black Friday. Yeah, no, tomorrow will also be show number 1900. That's right. After tomorrow's committee meeting, there will have been 1,900 dubious goals committee meetings. That's ridiculous. What a ridiculous thought that is. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. And I need to go to the store. And what else was I going to do? There was something else I was going to do, and I don't remember what it was. It doesn't matter. It probably had something to do with golf balls, but no, it does not. Got all my colored golf balls sitting here. And now I'm kind of getting hungry. Kind of getting a lot hungry. Which is ironic here on this day of gluttony and eating as much food as possible. And I've barely eaten anything today. And I'll probably top out at around 700 calories today. Whereas most of my American peers are probably going to eat around 7,000 calories today. I will stay away. I will stay away. Anyway, where did my tea go? Oh, I left the tea in the other room. Oh, well, I guess I'll go get it here in a few seconds, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta go. I gotta build some more wacky noise-making devices. I gotta make some kind of food, and I gotta watch a game. So, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.